Oh, yeah. I have so many. Ow! That feels like 100 hairs.
Sorry, it was 3, but I got the grey.
Yeah. Hello.
Hey.
Welcome back to All Bases Covered, which is a seasonal podcast.
About nothing in particular.
Yeah.
Hosted by two nobodies.
Whee!
So glad you're all here.
Oh my God, this feels so familiar. But some...
if anyone's new, I'm Alex.
And I'm Lisa. Now's a bad time to start. If anyone's new. If anyone's new, this is a good app to start with because the gift guides are always a winner. It's just you won't have another episode for maybe
6 to 12 months.
Yeah.
Or ever.
Yeah.
Who knows?
Who knows? It's or just... maybe sooner, but also likely, equally as likely never.
We just keep things spicy around here.
Yeah.
So since we've been gone, I can't breathe for the first time.
Oh, dickhead. Okay. Yeah. Some things have happened.
Yep. What's happened in your life?
Literally nothing. What's happened in yours?
You hosted a super spread of Thanksgiving event.
Oh, I did. I can't remember the last time we recorded. It was before you had a baby though, right? Spoiler.
Yeah.
Sorry.
I think it was like when I was pregnant.
Yeah.
Like early pregnant.
Yeah. 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 Okay.
Good lord, that's a long time
ago.
Yeah,
okay, but we were in this house, so literally nothing. Like, the last big life update I had was we moved house, and now we've been here.
Liar, you went to Europe.
Sorry. That's casual. It's not a big life event. That was really fun. We took our, like, delayed honeymoon long service leave situation. We did Europe for 6 weeks.
Can we talk about what 30-year-olds get long service leave other than Lisa and Brenton?
People that don't leave their childhood jobs.
Yeah, most dedicated employees ever.
Very funny. And if I won't say where I work purely because like putting it on a podcast could potentially be like a conflict of interest.
Yes.
But like put two and two together with my long service leave.
Mm-hmm.
That's where I'm working at the moment. Because someone asked that question, what does work look like for you? So yeah, that was cool. Just like doing lots of bits around the house.
Lisa has a like seasonal spring garden right now, and I just discovered a mulberry tree, and yeah, she's like fighting crows off her cherries. Yeah. And this is what her life is now.
Yeah, it's really wholesome. It's so nice. It's like exactly wanted. It's the best. It's the best. I'm so close to Alex.
We're so close. There's no excuse not to do the podcast.
There's really no. No, there's a huge one. Let's get on to you. What's your excuse for not doing the podcast?
Oh, I had a baby.
Yeah. And how much sleep do you get these days?
Like 5 to 7 hours broken up into 1 to 2 hour chunks.
I'm always like 5 to 7's not so bad. And then I realize how frequently that you're up and I'm like, that does suck that bit.
Yeah. And that it's really only does. That much because I go to bed at 8 and I get up at 8. And so do the math
yes.
on that.
Yes. Like such. Yeah.
Yeah.
You get 6 to 7 minutes here and there.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yuck.
My child's called Ted. Mm-hmm. For those who asked, I gave birth September.
God, yeah. And it's November now.
I know. He's 2 months old in a couple
oh
of days.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, I know. Crazy.
It's going to feel... the weird thing will be him, like, sitting and eating solids because Christmas doesn't count. And then... so he'll be doing that at, like, around my birthday.
I know. Yeah, yeah, yeah. You're not even wrong. And I have to make the decision about when I'm put into childcare, which is unnecessarily stressful. And I haven't responded to an email, which I need to because otherwise I won't into childcare.
Honestly, that's really, really scary.
Yeah. People wanted to know a birth story, and if people are actually interested in that, I can...
that has to be a whole other episode.
Yeah, we can do another ep maybe. I don't know. But if for anyone who is vaguely interested, who might be pregnant and might want to talk to me about it, I'm more than happy to talk to anyone about it. I had a positive induction story.
Yeah.
I guess you would call it.
But so draining to do it individually. Like, I feel like
that many preggers who are going to listen to this
episode.
No, but
if you'd like to hear it, like, DM us now while you're listening, or remember when you parked the car to DM us. And if there's, like, a decent amount of people, we'll do it. And if there's not, then you can just, like, message Alex and ask her.
Yeah, fair enough. Yep.
Not that you had a say in that.
No, that's fine. Whatever.
I think a positive induction story is a good idea. There's
I feel like there's not
there.
Heaps.
Yeah. Ted... what's his middle name?
William.
Ted William.
Yep. Yeah, that's it.
She's thriving. She looks really good.
Oh.
It's a bit annoying.
No, it's untrue.
Well, you look better than I do right now.
Untrue. I need to get Botox desperately.
that's fine.
Okay.
Let's get into the juicy stuff. The stuff that the real, people are here for.
Yes. In case you missed my update on Instagram, we are breaking this down into categories of people that we have predetermined and also some of you requested.
Yep.
So we're just going to go category by category and name a whole bunch of gifts.
Yeah.
If I have time, I'm not promised. If I have time, I'll make a spreadsheet. Jeez. I will. I'm going to try.
If we don't have time, you can have our note vomit.
You're welcome.
It's not good. Okay. Should we start with the chefy one?
Yes, we love a chef.
Now, we've tried to do a bit of a like mix from like, I tried to go like $5 to like $500.
Did you?
Yeah, but there's not that many $5.
No,
but I tried to go like some really varied options. So I said supper supply or Goldie olive oil, like a single one, which you're looking at like $25-ish.
Yeah.
So you can get subscriptions, which is cool. I have bought both supper supply and Goldie. They were both cool. They both have nice squeezy bottles, which I very much.
They're cute olive oils in cute packaging. This is the best way to put it.
Yeah. Yeah. Typically like locally, blah, blah, blah.
And think about this gift for like, we said chefy, but this could be anyone in your life who likes to cook or who watches like Bon Appetit or YouTube videos of people cooking.
For sure.
Etc. Big MasterChef lovers, maybe.
Yeah. Even people that don't cook heaps, but like good food and eat out. I feel like
you can resonate.
Olive oil, even if you're just having like bread and whatever.
Yep. Everyone eats bread.
Everyone eats bread.
Next up, you wrote a hay salad bowl.
Yeah, I was just trying to think of things that I use all the time. Hay have this, it's like a confetti, like it's enamel speckly salad bowl. I use it like every day.
Yes.
And I just thought it was a good shout out because it's nicer than like an ugly metal mixing bowl, which I also use all the time. But you can put it on the table and it's serveware.
Yep.
But it's functional. It's great. If you Google hay salad bowl, I'm sure it will come up. Or hay enamel bowl. Something like
I also like that with a salad bowl. Sorry, we can't labor on all of these.
We can't.
I like that with a salad bowl, it isn't glass. It doesn't matter what you season with because it doesn't like get all gross on the edges.
Very true. Mm. And I've chucked mine in the dish 100 times over the time, which is testament.
That's good. Yeah. Fish weight. We say it every year.
We say it every year, but I'm always getting people when they're over being like, what's that? And then I'm like, don't.
I am buying one. He bought one.
Cool.
So there we go.
Yeah.
Cabbage bowl.
Yeah, I think the cabbage shaped bowls are awesome because they're a classic and you can get quite small ones. So you can get something for probably under $30 or $30 for a KK.
Or you can find them at an op shop.
Yes, yes. And they're just fun. And even if people aren't into like cottagecore, grandmarecore as much as I am, I feel like the cabbage ones are pretty classic and they look really good with just like cos leaves or whatever in them. Like they're a perfect little salad bowl.
Yep. Next up, we've said cookie chopping boards.
Yeah, there's really cool ones on Bed Threads that lots of like personalities and chefs have, which again are kind of confetti style. They've got,
I wonder if it is Fat Tuesdays that Bed Threads have, because Fat Tuesdays is another vibe, like recycled plastic turned into colorful confetti chop board.
Potentially. I feel like the one on Bed Threads is maybe not plastic.
Oh.
It might be, or some of the ones I've seen, they're not plastic, they're like harder.
Yeah,
it's like glass. Okay. Resin, maybe? I'm not sure, but I've always wanted one. Molly Baz has one like that, or maybe it's Alison Roman.
Yep. And the Fat Tuesdays chopping board next release is mid-December, because you go on their website and they always say they're out of stock. They're relaunching in mid-December.
Okay.
Yep.
I put a booze block, which if you don't know, it's kind of like the OG brand of like butcher's blocks, big, thick wooden boards. Oh. You can buy them on Amazon. You can buy them at all like chef supply stores. They're really good for if people have like an island and it just like sits there all the time. You can get lots of different types of wood. I'm quite keen on getting one of the ones that's like the checkered wood.
I really like them.
Yeah, I would really like one, and they are quite expensive, but there's something
you'll have forever. Yeah.
Exactly. So I feel like it's a really good investment, and it also suits like every type of house. Like it's functional.
Yep.
It's chefy.
Yep.
An air fryer.
Do you have a spec?
Well, I think go as you can go. I believe mine is Philips. Don't buy someone an enormous air fryer if they've got no bench space. However, I was really against them. Changing my life is too far, but nothing gets a tot crispier. Like really good for like fish fingers. I think if people have kids, when you're cooking separate meals or...
And so handy if you don't want to heat up the whole oven and you want to just put a frozen pie in or something.
Yes, or if you've got a leaky oven like mine and it takes forever to heat up and is like 50 degrees cooler than what it says. So good. But
annoying.
Yeah, maybe check if they've got like the bench space. But I do think they're very good and also something that you can get on Amazon pretty last minute thinking about we can buy these things.
I like that.
Yeah.
Recipe book from Write to Me.
Yes, Write to Me. I got TikTok ads for all the time. It's like a journal kind of company, so it's a recipe book that you write in.
Yes.
So for someone, maybe like your grandma, or it's probably a bit chic for your grandma, depending on how old they are, or like your mum, or like your friend that likes to cook, I think it would be really cute to gift it to them. And you could even, if you're someone that's renowned for a recipe, for example, if I was to gift it to you, I might put my like gluten-free cookie recipe on like the first page and then gift it to you. Would be really sweet.
I like that. We did a similar thing for someone's engagement party. We bought them a Le Creuset, and then we actually bought the Moleskine recipe book. But
ooh, chic.
Same kind of vibe. Yeah. And then write a little recipe in it that they can cook together for their first use of the pot. I don't know. Whatever.
Really
do your own thing.
Love that. Another Amazon find. All-Clad stainless steel pan. All-Clad is like I think it's an American brand. Non-stick is out. Stainless steel is in.
Non-stick
everyone.
Is very out. You're going to die of carcinogens if you use it, apparently. Yes,
fear-mongering. But also just like they don't withstand the test of time. Take a shot every time we say that this episode. A well-seasoned, like heated up, oiled stainless steel pan is as good as a non-stick. The All-Clad's really good. I can't remember the size of the one I got, but it's really big.
Mm.
It's like a nice, really big one. I bought it on Amazon. It came the next day.
We love it.
It's not that expensive for what it is. Oh, such a slay. Good last minute thing for a chefy person.
Yep. You said proving containers for the person who you got the Gosney for last year.
So last year you got them the Gosney. This year you search Babado, B-A-B-A-D-O-H on Amazon. It's like little silicone proving containers. I think you buy them in sets of six, maybe, or maybe smaller, and I had to buy multiples. They're so useful because you make your dough the night before, you portion it all out, you put them in those airtight containers, and because they're all silicone-y and they're kind of rounded, they come out all easy and in the correct shape. I used to prove mine in whatever small Tupperware I had, and it would fill whatever Tupperware, so it would come out like oblong rectangle. It was just, oh, so annoying. They're honestly life-changing, don't take up very much space.
Good on you. Kitchen Shears, Joyce Chen?
Joyce Chen. Joyce Chen's, I don't know, it's like a classic, again, like kitchenware kind of brand.
Okay.
I think, again, you can buy on Amazon or from like Chef's Hat or Kitchen Warehouse or whatever.
Yeah.
They're just like sharp, good shears that you can use to like cut up a chicken, cut up meat.
Handy. I want a pair of them.
Really good. I have them in red and yellow. They're a classic. Again, you can get them on Amazon. I'm sorry, like hashtag shop local, but also buy all these things last minute on Amazon Prime. What a slay. And then I thought for the chefy one, there's definitely a category of less expensive, or you can buy lots of it for a high price point, but like maybe a hot honey, maybe Meatsmith condiments, maybe Chappie's chips,
maybe Hank's sauce or whatever, those kinds of vibes.
Yes, maybe some caviar, like a bottle of like natural wine and caviar or something. Just
I like that.
Yeah, I was going with the really small things at a high price point that feel cool.
Mm-hmm. Nice. Okay.
Yeah.
Moving on, next category we had first-time mum or mum-to-be.
Mm-hmm.
I wrote most of this list.
Yeah.
So first thing I wrote was a caffeine eye cream with one of those cold rollerballs.
Okay.
I've never found a purpose for those in my career of being in makeup retail.
You're craving them now?
Oh, yeah. I could do a whole tube every day.
What about even those like ice rollery things?
Oh, yeah, they'd be nice. Mm. I'd like them on my face. Luxe pajamas with a button up front because breastfeeding.
Mm-hmm.
I wrote Kip & Co. have cute ones, and coming into summer, they have short sleeve shirt, long pant.
Oh, we love. So hard to find.
And also they do have shorts, and if you're that way inclined. Yeah. Face fake tan spray. Make you feel alive.
Yeah.
Get some tan Luxe, or I don't really care where you get it from.
Yeah.
What have I got? Liberty Bell facial tanning moisturizer.
Yeah, which Alex so kindly got sent in PR and mine got lost in the mail.
You got that one.
Oh, I did.
The next one you got lost.
Yeah. Never mind. I'm not bitter at all.
So that's really nice. You use it a couple of times and you wake up and you're like, I look nice today. Adrian literally said to me, you look nice this morning. And I was like, it's because I don't look deceased.
Yeah. Even not as a new mum, when I have a little bit of tan on my face, it's amazing how much people are like, whoa.
Yeah. Yeah,
yeah, you look different. Like, yeah, my face is not 10 shades lighter than my body.
Yes, sunglasses to disguise tired eyes. Love Lou or Lou Goldie. They're both around the $100, $120 price point. Mm-hmm. You can get them polarized. They're cute. They're fashionable. They're on sale.
Fun.
Loungewear. Arca, A-R-C-A-A, or Venroy, like knitted comfy pants sets. That's all people are going to be wearing.
Venroy do some. Oh, wait, you said Venroy.
I did.
I was searching for a different. Maybe Assembly. Assembly do something similar, maybe?
Yeah, I think you're right.
Yeah.
Big drink bottle with a straw.
Mm.
No one's thirstier than a new mum.
No. Stanley Cup or the Yeti.
Stanley Cup would be good. My only issue is with a metal drink bottle, very loud in the night. So picking it up and putting it down on your bedside table.
Oh, okay. So maybe like a Chamberlain coffee or Jackie's brand.
Yeah.
What's Jackie's brand?
Daily Iced.
The one with the, because they're bringing out the plastic cup and the straw. Yeah. And they've got the glassy one. So that's a really good thing.
Yep. I like that. And a homey robe I wrote as well.
Homey is cool. Even homey like towels, I feel like, not that it's necessarily new mum, but wouldn't it be nice to throw out all your ugly dank towels and like have new towels?
Yes.
Absolutely.
You wrote a few extra things.
I did. The Life After Birth book. I believe it's written by like a doula and a naturopath.
Oh, yeah.
If they're a little bit sort of like woo-woo and spiritual, or the type of person who's being a mum has become their whole identity. I feel like they'd love a book. Do you know what I mean?
Okay.
Like very sort of holistic.
Uh-huh.
Lanolips, because you can order it online in another Mecca order and...
Small gift.
The only thing I've learnt about new mums is the nipples. Poor state of Alex's nipples. And it lanolin is all I can say.
She's not wrong.
I also added chic muslins. Never said that word out loud. And in my brain, I always read it as halicon.
So do I, but it's not that. It's halcyon.
Halcyon nights. Do really cool ones, which you can buy on Pinkies and lots of places. But they have, think of it as like Gorman or Kip and Co. style stuff, but for babies, kids. And they're really, really cute.
Yes.
Think
of them for the gifts for babies under one category, or gifts for kids. Yes. Full stop.
Really cool, fun clothes as well, and they kind of have the same pattern across, like the muslins, and they'll have it in a t-shirt or a hat, whatever. I said a cool pair of Uggs or slippers or house shoes that can be like pajamas, but be a shoe that you put on for the day.
Yes.
Birkenstock clog or the thicker sole low-cut Uggs that are very chic at the moment that you can wear out of the house.
Yes.
Do you have a pair of them?
I have low-cut Uggs, but not the lowest cut Uggs that is in fashion.
I like the ones that have the little like...
Like a foot cut.
And they have like the strip around it. Like
like the...
Patterned edging.
It's like kitsch looking.
Yes.
Yep.
Yeah. They look cool.
New dad gift someone requested.
Mm-hmm.
I wrote a soft baby carrier. You can get the ones that are like t-shirt carriers that you can just shove the baby into once they're wearing it. Something like that would be really practical for around the house, and it saves your hands and his hands, and it's not as structured as the like Ergo Baby or the Portier or the Artipop or whatever other carrier that you might get.
Mm-hmm. When would you opt for, obviously if you're going like a big Trek, you're not going to take the soft one, but what's the advantage of the soft one at home?
Soft one at home is good if you have a smaller baby as well, because especially if they're born like preemie or if they're just little, because putting them in the like big structured carrier can feel a little bit uncomfortable around the house. So I feel like the soft one would be good for that. We only have structured ones and they're totally fine, but the soft ones are cheaper as well.
Yeah. Okay. Cool.
I also wrote Dr. Golly, your baby doesn't come with a book. I think that's suited for the first 6 weeks of the baby's life. Mm-hmm. Good to have. He's a pediatrician.
And a male, not that men can listen to men, but like, I don't know, might just resonate. Be nice.
Yeah.
A dad perspective.
And it's an easy read. There's like pink things.
It's a,
like,
it's a storybook.
Yeah, basically for your... and a Kindle or handheld game thing, like a Switch or... Yeah.
I thought if they're like iPad. Stuck holding baby in said carrier, perfect to just have something handheld.
Yes, maybe. Would agree.
And they can sway while they do it. Or maybe even like... big headphones if they don't already have them, so they can't hear the baby scream.
Yeah, could be good. I find I don't wear headphones, and I bought a set of AirPod Max
for
this time, and I haven't been using them.
No, you bought them for labour. Did you use them in labour?
For 5 minutes.
Oh, okay.
I know.
My foot's gone to sleep, so I'm very subtly trying not to throw up at that feeling.
Oh.
Wee.
While we're talking babies, gifts for babies under one.
Babies don't need gifts.
I said babies don't need gifts at this age. I don't know why we have this category, but whatever. The Memo has recently updated their website and it's got age-appropriate categories.
Yes.
If you are stuck and you don't know anything about children, go there and just pick something.
This is why I'm like the Beauty Loop level 3 of the Memo.
Yeah, same.
I just go there and I'm like, yes.
Yeah, you told me to buy this. Yes. I will buy it. Thank you.
Oh, I need another item for free shipping. I guess I'll buy a $60 toy.
I wrote, this is going to be dependent on if they're a first child or a second child. I never thought about this before. If they're a second child under one... then there's already going to be lots of things in the family from the first child.
Mm.
So I don't know.
I also think that I know it's Christmas, but if you're using this gift card for a birthday, if you're buying for the new child, you have to buy a gift for the older child.
100%. Yes. I did write Metro Baby has a lot of cute brands like Skip Hop and Done by Deer, and you can get like sensory toys that mm-hmm. are stylish and not just like those ghastly, colourful things that, yes, I have bought.
Yeah.
Everyone has to, but you know. Yeah. Educational toys or books that promote diversity, like, mm-hmm. you know, why is everybody different? Those kinds yeah. of things.
Even I really like, they're literally not appropriate for babies under one, but you know the books about the famous people?
Yeah.
Yeah, they're cool.
I agree. And I think like nothing's appropriate for a baby under one, basically, other yeah. than the toys and clothes.
So. Other than a pouch of puree.
Well, yeah. And that's
for some babies under one.
They're eating. Yeah. Yeah, so tough one. And then the last thing I wrote was Bumbo seat. Mm. If they're like around $100, or you can get some expensive ones for like $200.
Mm-hmm. Or probably get one on Marketplace.
True.
Is it weird to gift Marketplace things? Particularly not for babies. No. I think it's actually better to like consider the environment.
I think if you have a, if it's for a sister or whatever, or like a very close friend, and you say, I really want to get you this thing that you want and it's expensive and I can find it on Marketplace in really good condition, I would say 100% yes.
Yeah. My friend had on her baby shower thing, she had like a registry and then said, please don't buy off the registry. I'm more than happy to have you gift me your things of those, or buy secondhand or op shop or whatever if you can find them, because I'm really conscious of the waste that like having a baby produces.
It's ridiculous. Yeah. We bought almost everything on Marketplace. Boob to food book. That was the last thing on that list. Okay. Bougie people.
The bougie one. Which I think the bougie one is often the person who buys themselves a lot of things and doesn't need anything.
Yes.
Tricky. I put the Loewe tomato leaves hand soap. I keep getting Instagram ads for this. If I could wash my money down the drain, I would buy that. I have the candle, bloody amazing. And I just, like, how chic to have Loewe soap, the ultimate luxury, but not like cream. It's very different to like a Hermes throw.
Yeah, no. But no also, hate, but yeah. Every time a guest comes over, they know that they're washing your money down the sink.
Yes, yeah. Mm. That's
which
a stunning
kind of
feeling.
A nice feeling. Yeah. Yeah.
Lather up.
I'll go 3 pumps, thanks.
I found a range from Orbay that I believe is exclusive to Mecca.
It's beautiful.
They're so nice. So I should elaborate before I say they're nice. A hairbrush, comb. So it's like a boar bristle blend brush, a comb, and maybe something else. I feel like there was 3. They're like resin, tortoiseshelly, pearlescent, really cool brushes, which are super luxe for brushes, but like not horrendously expensive.
Yeah.
Really beautiful. I thought it would be a great gift.
Random gift to give someone who's not that into hair, but again, the type of thing that you would keep forever, like those Mason Pearson hair brushes.
Agree. Mm. And particularly, maybe they're not really into hair, but they slick their hair back all the time. Like a boar bristle brush is the best thing for that. So yeah, cool. This is random, but the Hay pillar candles, or just the Hay candlesticks, because while they're not, I guess, luxe, I feel like burning through candles, again, it's like washing money down the drain. And so it's something really fun to buy. They've got really cool patterns. The pillar candles are actually quite expensive because they're not just candlesticks. They're like the big standalone candle that you kind of burn to the bottom. And I think they're around like $80 to $100. I bought a couple of them recently because I had to hit $500 for shipping and I just kept adding candles on. They're really cool. Your fireplace and they don't smell, so it's not polarizing at all.
Yeah, that's true. And a different vibe to the like classic Diptyque or Mecca candle that sometimes, I mean, suits every home decor, but isn't as fun.
Yeah.
Yeah.
For sure. And also I feel like you can only have so many Diptyque or what smelly candles on the go or like styled. Because they're kind of same. Yep. But candlesticks and standalone, like even like IKEA Bernie candles, you can just have them everywhere.
Next thing I said, the Mason Balzac Petit goblets.
My God, I thought I said that. So slay. I reckon I said it later on.
Oh, maybe you did.
Yeah.
If glassware is always something you can buy people because you can never have too much glassware, and fun glassware is the best.
Agree.
And these are like your classic really fine rimmed glass, and they've got a little like orange wedge looking thing in them, like a glass. I don't know how to explain it.
Yeah, they have, I mean, all in that range. It's similar to the fact that they've got the little olives in the martini glasses and all of
gorgeous.
That.
Gorgeous.
Like, very, very fun. A car freshener, like the DS and Durga Big Sur After Rain. I just think, again, going for that really expensive, cheap item, like the most luxe air freshener you can get, that's fun.
Yep.
This person would probably also suit like the very, very expensive olive oil or like very expensive chips. You know, yeah, those chips that come in the big can?
Yeah.
Like just the,
like,
yeah.
What are they called? Like puff?
I've got them out there. I don't know. Google it. Google like $50 chips and you'll find them. but yeah, I just think something that should cost $2.50. Yeah. Perfect. A Lucy Folk towel or sarong.
Yep.
I feel like
I love Lucy Folk everything.
So cool. And like Australian designers is always kind of well received, I think. Yep. And they're just beautiful and summery and on brand for Christmas, but also very chic.
I would keep an eye out on Net-a-Porter when their Black Friday sale drops for that, because they often put Lucy Folk on sale for some reason.
Ooh, yeah, that's a good tip.
And you also write an Anya Hindmarsh hot water bottle cover.
Oh my God, it's very expensive. It's like $300 or something, and it's like this weird felty thing that you put on a hot water bottle. But it was just like, I don't know, if they're like a very chic endo girl, yeah, or something, like very niche, that. But I bet you there's lots of them. And maybe, you know, they take their heat pack or hot water bottle into the office and stuff.
Yeah.
Or you just, that's obviously you leave it gift, like on your bed, yep, like, because you kind of want to style it.
Yep.
And your Hindmarsh, like all of those things, I think it's got like little eyes or a little face or something on it. And it's just, I don't know, there's got to be someone out there who wants that. Or else it wouldn't be sold.
Homeware is gift.
We're starting low end of the scale. Scrub daddy. I really want one.
Why? Do you not have one?
No, I've got this ugly, like, blue scourer that we have to replace all the time. I want a scrub daddy and a scrub mummy.
Yep. Good. Mason Bolzac matches? I haven't seen them.
I've got some. Guys, this year, big into matches. Started collecting them.
Get a candle and a match set.
I love them. My friend Molly bought me some Bolzac.
Bolzac
candles. matches, sorry, earlier in the year, and it started something. And now I get vintage matches from markets when I see them, which nice, is also fun. I think fancy matches are very chic.
Yeah, I agree.
Marimekko Bud Vase.
I haven't seen them.
I've got one in my house. It's sort of like the same shape as their bigger vases. So it's like big and curvy at the bottom and then small at the top. And it's got a very small hole. So you can have like a little single stem. You don't need to buy flowers to style it.
I like
that.
And use
something from the garden. They've got really fun colors. They do a very tiny one and then a mid-sized one. Often on sale. Very fun and chic. Suits a lot of home decor.
Yeah.
Sabre Cutlery. I was gifted this for Christmas last year. No, I think it was like my third or housewarming gift. Who knows? When you see it, you'll know what it is. They have a range of colours. It's something that's good if you have a lot of money or other people to go in so that you can buy two sets, because I believe you only get six in one.
Oh.
So it's better to have two sets. I could probably have a third set, to be honest.
Wow.
I don't know. I entertained 15 people one time and now I'm like, I haven't got enough cutlery.
No, but it is a thing.
Yeah.
And like when you have kids and then you have friends with kids or you have family with kids and you invite them over.
Yeah. We have another set of cutlery that we use like day to day.
Yeah. Yes. Yeah,
and then we have the fancy cutlery. Oh, no, this was me.
This was you.
Coffee table book. I thought you were suggesting a coffee table. I said, go off. We said all price points. Coffee table book. Last year for Christmas, Brenton got me the Axel Verdot Portraits Interiors. Ooh. It's a beautiful mid-century, photos of like mid-century Palm Springs style homes.
Gorgeous.
The cover's really beautiful. It's kind of browny tones. So the book itself fits into a mid-century styling because it's kind of brown. I love it. It sits on top of our glass coffee table. I think like that would be great, particularly if they love like the local project or like maybe they live in like an Eltham mud brick home. Like, perfect.
Yep. Niche.
Very niche.
One suburb in one state of Australia.
Okay. People know the vibe I'm going for. Jonathan Adler pill motif tray. I really want it. It's like a tiny little...
What do you use it for?
Well, you could put your pills in there. Like you could have it next to your bed and have like your pill in it.
Oh, it is.
Or you could
cute.
Put your keys in it. I just think it's very, all Jonathan Adler stuff's very kind of like tongue in cheek.
$50 for a tray. But yep, yeah, go off.
It's cool. Well, we said, didn't, let's yep. not, it's, this isn't the luxe one, but oops. And then also on the Jonathan Adler vibe, they do cards, which I think you can buy from maybe Third Draw Down, who does like the corns and stuff.
Oh, yeah.
But I think maybe like a,
like playing cards.
Yeah, like but they've got like silly little illustrations on them. Fun set of cards. I don't know, games and things like that feel appropriate to gift at Christmas and when you're going away, traveling, camping, whatever. Yeah.
Very nice. Gosney, which is high price point, but currently 20% off, so get it now.
You're making money. Girl Matt says you made money.
Yep.
Here's where I put Mason Bolzac
goblets. Or maybe I put them there, not sure.
No, I think I did.
Yeah.
But I also, the goblets, they do like a wider sort of tumbler style.
That's
cup.
What I was thinking.
Yes, yeah. Where they have like a little bit of yellow running up the sides in like a kind of sheer line. Which is really cool. And I thought that they were actually relatively masculine, those ones. I felt like they'd be a good gift for a guy. Also, speaking of yellow lines, the Alex and Trajanus wine cooler.
It's gorgeous from Jardin.
Yes. Jardin. Speaking of when I went to Europe, we went to the ceramicist that makes all of the stuff for Alex and Trajanus, Nicola
Flex.
something, and they gave us a tour, and I was like, oh yeah, I have lots of this at home, and they were like, oh my god, show us your collection. Oh my god, it was so special. Anyway, it makes, yes, all of it is very expensive, but when you see the fact that there's just like three dudes in this
hand making it, yeah,
place in Locker Rotondo in Puglia, shipping that out to Jardin on like Church Street, like it's crazy to think of. So the wine cooler,
It's like a ceramic bucket.
Yeah.
But it's gorgeous. Like, yeah. Ceramic bucket, but chic.
And also, I think when you're having a dinner party and there's just wine, like, chilling on the table, like, it's a bit ugly. Or you have those big metal things, but they're a bit ugly. They're just fun to have around. And if you've got, like, a big thing of ice, like, I don't know.
Yeah.
Styling-wise, so chic.
Yes.
I don't even drink wine. I desperately want one. I also had another... Did I have... Oh, my God. I had another Jonathan Adler thing.
No. Kill it.
Okay.
Oh, no, sorry. This is for the taxidermy Elfie Rogue person.
Yes, this is why I made the note. We always have the question for the taxidermy thing. Now, if you bring it up, I believe it's on David Jones, and I think it has, like, a bunch of animals and butterflies. And you know what? I will say, everyone is into fairy porn this year due to the ACOTAR series and, like, all of the Fourth Wing books. Everyone's into dragons and fairies. So maybe the sort of taxidermy fairy energy that we have previously laughed at will be trendy this year.
Yeah, okay. It's a book. It's a box.
It's a box with, like, beautiful butterflies on it. I feel like it would also suit the sort of strange fairy mum that definitely used to work at the fairy shop and host fairy parties. You know, that type of grandma.
Yeah.
Has crystals.
Yeah,
bit witchy.
Yeah. Yep.
We all know that.
Okay, wow. But, again, niche, but yep, that's what we're here for.
The next category is random / niche / very 2023.
This is the list of things that if you're on TikTok, you want anything on this list.
Yeah.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
A lot can happen in 3 years, like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.
Right?
Yeah.
Cool. A slab of Diet Coke or Coke Zero.
Because, you know, as small, the small slab or big slab, ranging budget, how good to just have them on hand.
Random. It's just random.
Okay. I thought that would be good for a work colleague. Like, imagine, like, at the KK and they, you know, every lunch they go out to buy Coke Zero and then you buy them a slab.
Okay, that's a lovely thought.
Literally perfect.
Gift.
Yes. Yeah.
Limoncello.
Duh.
Every year. Just get it.
Get the Zonzo limoncello. I want to try it. Zoncello.
It's gorgeous. And
you've had it.
I haven't tried it, but I've seen it in Dan Murphy's, and the bottle is beautiful.
I was like, bitch, you drank without me. I thought I was the only one you drink with these days.
It is true.
Drink responsibly. She had half a cup.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I haven't made my baby drunk. No. Flex Mommy conversation starters. I like that.
Yeah.
It's like a card set
of
literal conversation starters.
There's also some on Amazon that are not like Flex Mommy, but I feel like Flex Mommy is very TikTok. If you search them on Amazon, there's games that's like with your friends and with your partners. You can get like X-rated ones. You can get like help us get closer or whatever. I have those with Brenton sometimes when we have like nothing to talk about. We're in on like a Friday night. We'll do a couple of the questions and it'll be like, who's your least favorite friend of mine? Or like,
spicy.
Yeah. And then like, what's your favorite physical feature of me or whatever? And
that's fun. Esther Perel did a set of those cards as well.
Cool.
I think it's for her Where Should We Begin book.
Yeah.
And, or a podcast or whatever it is. And it's a game that you can play with friends or with a partner. So yeah, I like those.
Very cool.
The next thing I wrote was The Bite Back book by Hannah Ferguson.
Yeah, cool.
Everyone's going to want it. Yeah. Every millennial. But also, if you have a parent who maybe like could try and be a little bit more left. Woke, yeah, then...
yeah.
If they read The Guardian, they might like this book.
Okay.
Stanley Cup?
Stanley Cup, duh. Classic. Croc gibbets if they've already got Crocs. I think that's a fun thing where you can go a little personal with it. Yeah. I bought Brenton like LeBron gibbets, like a big LeBron face. Like, that's funny. So you can cater it and like super low cost.
I like that.
Yeah. Order now though, because it's probably coming from like...
Also, the price of Crocs, we'll say... Crocs feature on this a few times.
Yeah.
Crocs, we put in here last year. So you're welcome to whoever, everyone who got Crocs last year for Christmas, who's worn them for 12 months and they're still cool. And now they've gone up in price.
Yeah.
We're the best.
We are the best. Nana's Grocer candles. They're the ones that are shaped like things. Fruit. Tomatoes, fruit, vegetables. Whatever.
Yep.
They're just fun.
AirPod Max. Get them.
Yeah.
I mean, put them on your wish list and hope that you get them.
Walking pad. Seems like a huge gift, but I feel like it's like... They're about $200.
They're so cheaper
like
than AirPod Max.
Sister level, you know, split between a sister, really good friend, partner. Mm. Walking pad is so good, even if they don't work from home. My friend has hers in her lounge room and she wheels it out while she watches TV.
Big lounge room.
Or like tucks away under the like whatever.
Yeah.
My walking pad's changed my life.
Has it?
Yeah, because you're so sedentary when you're... Yes, I think also for a new mum...
True.
Add that to the new mum thing. Because if you're like baby in a carrier and you put it on like, and you're trapped, you're nap trapped.
You are trapped and you can't sit down because they know that you sit down. Yes. So you have to stand the whole time they're in the carrier.
But then at least you can be walking and bopping around and soothing them while you've got Made in Chelsea on or something. Perfection.
Okay.
Summer Fridays lip butter. I feel like Summer Fridays lip balms. I don't know. I just see all of the young girls at work with them on their desk. And I'm like, okay, that must be what's cool.
Oh, okay.
That's what's in.
Okay. We don't know, but they know. Speaking of young girlies.
Young girlies. I suggested that for maybe like your tweens and teens along with Sol de Janeiro Mist. I mean,
every honestly. Year.
But get in early because they always sell out before Christmas. So try and buy it now. There's so many variations these days too. So it's like you almost can't go wrong.
Or do you only go wrong?
Mm. Only time will tell.
Okay.
The bitch that went to Europe and now it's their personality type.
AKA Lisa's wish for Christmas or?
No, just... I feel like everything last year was very like a mouthy lemon, my hens is lemon themed.
Yep. And is this that or?
That, those people, okay. You know, that type of people.
Yep.
I'm a little bit that, but I'm not fully there.
Okay.
I said Betty Spaghetti Cushion from Fenton & Fenton.
Okay.
And then the Olympia Bar Towel from Fenton & Fenton.
Oh, yeah. Nice.
Beautiful. You will get the vibe. It's giving Positano. If they like to go to the beach... Mm. If they're Italian, just fully stereotype them. They're going to love it.
Yep.
It's actually super fun. I can't really describe it other than, like, just Google it and you'll know what I mean.
Shout out to supporting small business Fenton & Fenton, who's now back in action.
Yes. Yes. I haven't done... I just will do a bit of a flex here, but, guys, I managed to get a console table off the old GM of Fenton & Fenton, founder of Marketplace, weeks before the liquidation. And now I have a Fenton & Fenton console table. It was cooler when they had gone out of business.
Yeah, yeah.
Now they've come back and it's taken my flex away. But they were out of business for a while and I got this like 75% off, really good condition console table. Proud about it.
Okay.
Jose Gourmet Tinned Fish, but like J-O-S-E.
Yeah, Jose.
Yeah. I just got to spell it out just in case.
Okay.
I'm getting it wrong.
Yeah, yeah.
You'll know the ones. They're the tinned fish with the like beautiful illustrations on the front.
That are in olive oil. They're like bougie.
Packed fish. In olive oil. You can get them from most fancy grocers. You can also buy them on Amazon. And on Amazon, there is this yellow ceramic thing that holds the tinned fish. It's like a tinned fish
holder.
It's the cutest thing I've ever seen. Google it. It's $50. But I think tinned fish is chic. Tinned fish is very TikTok. Tinned fish is very Italy. Tinned fish is very Euro.
Tinned fish pate set of four by Jose Gourmet.
Yes, I bought that before, the pate.
Is it yum?
I don't think I ate it. I think I gifted it. I'm pretty sure I like fish pate, but I just love pate. I just can't think about it too much.
I love pate, yeah.
Men.
Okay, I raided Adrian's brain for this. Yeah. First up, pickleball set. If you're not already into pickleball, wow, that's the Coke Zero. If you're not already into pickleball, you will be in 6 months. Everyone's into pickleball.
Yeah.
Buy a set. You buy the pickle, which is the bat, and the ball, which is the ball. Okay. And along the same lines, the Iconic is selling a Carhartt Tamas beach paddle game, and it's very cute. And it's like $180, but it's on sale for Black Friday.
Very hype beast.
Yes.
Codenames is a very fun board game. You can buy lots of expansion packs for it. I think it's 4 players and up, which is annoying. We need more 2-player games
in life. You can play with two.
Maybe. Anyway.
It's not as fun.
It's a really fun game and you can play it with the family or you can also play like With the boys.
Can confirm, we played it with teenagers and they got it. Like, yeah. Early teenagers.
Yeah, cool.
Monopoly Go card game, I think it's called. Mm. Or just the Monopoly card game. Everyone's addicted.
Is it new?
No, I don't think
so. I don't think I've actually played regular Monopoly. I'm a bit of a loser when
it's doing the rounds. Classics. So get on it.
Okay. Paper Republic Leather Book. I think this was Brenton that suggested this.
Mm.
He bought his for the purpose of peeling off wine labels that he enjoys from like special occasions and kind of scrapbooking them in.
Oh, wow. That's
yeah,
polished that's, gentleman vibes.
Yes. I think it would also be good for someone who's traveling to put like tickets or like cards from restaurants or like the bill or yep. just stuff like that, but also just all to write shit in.
Along the wine label thing, there isn't a good book that exists for it, I don't think, but for people who keep fancy wine or who like to go and visit wineries, Adrian and I keep saying like, you need a book so that when you buy the wine and they say, this is best drunk in 12 months and you put it in the cupboard, you can write that down.
Mm.
Because otherwise, anyway.
True. You then need to put like a reminder in your phone as well.
True.
This could go in homewares for anyone, but Studio, I think it's Ahoy, but it's A-R-H-O-J. I think I spelled it wrong in the notes.
Is that how you pronounce it?
I think so. Ahoy. Ahoy. I don't know. I'm not like Scandinavian.
Okay.
I did go to the store when I was in Copenhagen though. Weehee. Flex. Second flex today.
Flex. I said flax, but I meant flex.
Flaxy. They do like little ghosts. Triangular. Yes, the ghost. Brenton bought it just because he liked the look of it, which is rare because he hates all of my weird ceramics with eyes on them. Lots of these have little faces, but he puts his ring on it when he goes and plays basketball, which is really cool.
Adrian stole my one for his office as well. So he likes it.
So they do
too.
Like it. Yeah. And then there's...
they like them.
Yeah, they like them. They're just really sick. And there's so many colorways, so many things you can buy, like pencil holders, vases, full range. They do stock it at Pinkies online, which always has good shipping and nice wrapping
and if you're
stuff
in Melbourne...
too.
My voice is today...
struggling.
There's a store about two stores up from Henny that's a flower shop that sells them as well.
Oh, wow. Yep. Sick.
Saw them.
Aesop mouthwash.
You say this every year as well.
No, I always normally say soap. I haven't seen the mouthwash before.
Oh,
have I?
Haven't you?
I bought it recently. Look, it's not actually that strong, but it's very chic looking, and I will fill mine up with max strength.
Like people do with the hand wash.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Fish sauce lamp.
Yep. Alex bought me mine, and I love it. I feel like it's
a good
silly and kind
unisex.
Of masculine.
Yeah.
Yep.
You're up.
Yep. Swatch Omega collab. You get an Omega, like, tech watch for the price of a Swatch.
Oh,
they're very in demand. I bought one for Brenton his birthday. He loves it. I actually ended up having to buy it from like a reseller, but some of the less popular ones, the less popular like colorways, you can just get them in a Swatch store, but they're very in demand. They're very chic and they're a very good price.
What is the price point? Are
I
we talking?
Believe, oh, you know, I'm so bad with numbers. I think they're like high 200s.
That's pretty reasonable for a like husband, boyfriend gift or whatever.
Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, sorry and, if that's not all for you.
And but. They're quite, yeah, it's all relative. They're quite, they're like trendy. Like people will be like, oh, is that one of those, you know, I think they're cool in the watch world and they're cool if you've got no idea about watches as well.
Yep. I said Venroy linen shorts. They're like $100, which is reasonable for Venroy and linen shorts.
Brenton has a pair of them. He also loves the toweling shorts from Venroy. He wears them all the time.
I don't know. New Balance shoes, 480s, 550s, or 9060s, 9060s. Don't know how the cool kids pronounce them.
Gazelles.
And gazelles, yeah.
Or Sambas when I feel the ground. But Sambas are so thin.
Are they?
They're so thin.
That's not fun. Okay, Adrian said garden tools, which you've also said.
Yep. Brenton said everyone should have a cordless hedge trimmer.
Yep. And I said a leaf blower because Adrian uses ours twice a week and I bought it for him for Christmas last year and I was like, fuck, this is expensive, but best purchase because nothing looks tidier than a leaf-blown yard.
Brenton. Brenton has two leaf blowers.
Wow.
Like one maxo strength though, one like, oh, I don't need to like prepare my body for this. I can just quickly blow the front yard so that people don't slip on the stairs and die situation.
Yeah.
So yes, can attest to leaf blowing.
Where
do they go though? Where are all the leaves going? Where are we all blowing them to? That's why they all come back.
Into the garden bed.
I know.
Yeah, it's true. Also, what was I going to say? Make sure you get the same brand as the brands they already have. So if they're a Makita guy, get a Makita leaf blower because the batteries.
You've got to get Milwaukee.
Yes.
Also buy spare batteries.
Buy them spare batteries. Yep. They love the spare batteries.
Or the big charger one where you can charge like all six batteries.
They love, they'll froth
they
that.
They love that. Men love batteries. Actually, do you know what would be a great gift? A little Tupperware. like a fish tackle box, and it has like AA, AAA, big ones, the little disc batteries, everything, like all stored. I reckon you might even be able to Amazon it as like battery storage or like battery collection.
Wow.
How hot would that be?
So organized.
Brenton's dad has this elaborate set of batteries, and I remember seeing it being like, that's the most prepared thing ever, because at my house on Christmas Eve, Mum would be like, Mort, go buy batteries, you know? And I'm just like, knowing they're always there at Brenton's house, it's a really warming feeling.
That is nice.
Yeah.
A broad hat for said gardening activities previously.
Oh, yeah.
Adrian has a wool and bear one, but, you know, whatever.
Yep.
Bunnings.
Arquette shirt. That this must have been Brenton. He bought an Arquette shirt and he wears it all the time. Arquette ships to Australia and it's something that you can't buy. But if they like Venroy and they like Assembly and they like Inku, then shop at Arquette. They also have amazing homewares if you want to buy any homeware gifts.
Mm-hmm.
Queensland Football Club. This is a guy who like made up a football club and made up merch for them. He's quite famous on TikTok. He's this really hot Asian dude and he makes cool merch style clothing for a made up football club. I believe he also does really chic plain white tees. And I just feel like if you follow him,
sure,
he's kind of like funny and they might get into the story behind it.
Okay. Yep.
Yeah.
Homie robe.
Homie robe for sure.
Sorry.
No, that's fine. Medium/large nylon crescent bag from Bagu.
I want one.
Also great for mum/women/ people of any gender identity is what I've written. They're great. They're like the Uniqlo crossbody bag, but they just don't look like the Uniqlo one. And everyone has the Uniqlo one. They're also a smidge bigger. The large is quite big. So I think it's like really good for a man's body because it doesn't like look super small on their torso if they're quite broad.
Good point.
And they have like that slight puffiness to them like the Bagu stuff has. And they have
a shit ton
of ranges, like colors, patterns.
Yeah.
They're really good. I kind of feel like I want one too, even though I definitely need one.
I don't know what I would put in it, but
Portable charger, everything that you, well, yeah, because you're a mum now and you need multiple things, but I think it'd be good for mums too.
I feel like it would be. I feel like I could just like.
That plus pram plus carrying room, and then everything's just like hands free and whatever.
Yep. Cool.
Why would you ever carry on a
pram? And like, if I didn't want to wear it, Adrian could also wear it. So it could.
Yes. Brenton has a very similar looking thing to the Uniqlo bag that went viral this year that he bought a couple of years ago in Japan. He wears it all the time, but he always says, oh, is there a bigger one? Is there a bigger one? Because he wants something that could like fit his laptop.
And what? To sling around his chest?
Yeah.
His laptop. That would hurt.
His laptop's, no, you'd wear it like at the front, like a bum.
Yeah.
His work laptop's quite small. Okay. I reckon the large Bagu one could maybe fit it, or at least an iPad. Like, I think it's a really good travel bag.
Okay.
Hose link, lol. I do need a hose.
Okay, hear me out. They're chic.
Oh, they are quite chic.
For if you need a garden hose. Yep, they're as cheap as $193, but you can get like white ones, charcoal ones. I don't care. Adrian always says, I need a hose link, and he does the hose link with the whistle like the guy on the ad.
Well, he's been marketed, hasn't he?
He has speakers for a PC gamer, Adrian said. And especially, he also put this on the new dad list because he historically wore a headset whilst gaming and now he doesn't because he can't hear the baby or me. Oh my
god, so smart.
Mm.
I hate having to run to the end of the house and then like rip the headphones off and be like, dinner's ready, you moron!
Yes.
oh, cool!
He said he has the Creative Pebble ones and they are $90, so in the cheaper price point.
Yeah.
Xbox Elite Controller, Crocs, KO subscription. Adrian was like, for all the men who don't have KO, who don't want to pay for the subscription because it's expensive, they would probably appreciate a KO subscription.
Yeah.
So there you go.
Totally.
Then he said, fancy silicon-based lube.
Ah, interesting.
He's into it.
Silicon-based lube. That goes all bally.
Slippy. No, I've got one called Uber Lube.
Okay.
But also I think the LBDO, libido.
That's water-based.
Is that water-based?
I think.
Okay.
But that one looks like glossier.
It's, yeah, chic.
It's the packaging's very chic. I get Instagram ads for it all the time. And yes, I did buy it and it's very chic looking.
And golf lessons. He said, good enforced gift because lots of people who play golf probably wouldn't ever want to pay for their own lessons, but would happily go and do. There you go. Then teenage boy.
Oh, so tricky.
I asked a teenage boy.
Great.
He said, AirPods, Nike Tech Fleece Pants,
a
Hood Rich hoodie.
What's Hood Rich? Is that the brand?
Yep. Don't know. Never heard of it. It's a thing. Also, he said a Gant hoodie, bit expensive though.
Okay.
So if you're on
Gant, we're getting into the.
He's a
sort of 50-year-old sailor.
A little bit more energy. Lad vibes, I think.
Like, yeah.
He plays basketball, but also probably
paints trains.
Yeah. Maybe.
Yeah.
Crocs. and Nike Air Force Ones only in white or black.
Do you think that you can go on like Culture Kings and just pluck something off it and give it to a boy sort of between the age of 12 and 16? Or is Culture Kings not cool anymore?
I don't know.
So true. I guess it depends.
I'll tell you in 12 years.
Yeah. Oh. The commuter / traveler / camper.
I'm sorry. It's the COVID.
It's fine. And I'm not editing this. I'm sorry. A pan after bag. You'll know what they are when you see them. There's also a brand called O. I think it's EAU or like Frenchy spelling.
Yep.
That do similar ones. They are like a striped market tote.
Oh, I know. I like them a lot.
Love them so much. So good. I imagine if you have kids to like chuck sand basket. Wait, what do you call them? Sand shovel and spade? Sand castle building things.
Yeah. Beach paraphernalia.
Yeah. Bucket and spade.
Yeah.
That's what. Or like take your workout gear to work in addition to your normal handbag or yep. use as a work handbag.
I really like them. I think chuck them in the bottom of a pram. Did you say that already?
Oh, no, but great.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yep. Genius. And you could probably get a divider, like a nappy bag divider to put inside them if you use that like a nappy bag.
Good thinking.
A Kindle. I feel like I'm not sponsored by Kindle, but
should be.
Because we moved house, I now get the train to work. I was reading the book, like books on the train, but so impractical. The recent book that I read is so big it would take up my whole tote. Another pro of the Kindle is I wasn't intimidated by that book because I didn't know how big it was. Then when I saw it in person, I was like, I read that in a week. Shit.
Yeah, that's the biggest pro of a Kindle.
So good. They also have really good battery life, super slimline. You can shove them in any, you can shove them in your bag or your bag. Like, oh, I advocate for them. Also, the books are so much cheaper and if you finish one and you're on holiday and it's halfway through the day, you don't have to like randomly go find a bookstore and buy a new book.
Yep.
So true.
Really need to cough.
Okay.
Why is it so stuck in my throat? I'm so sorry.
Did you add this in? Bag above or travel cloud bag?
No.
Okay. Oh, I did.
You.
That must be the style. Bag above or travel cloud bag from Bagu. They're bigger, more travel style bags.
Like again, totes, but yes, with zips.
Unisex. Really yep. cool. Oh, no, here is where the fancy cards came in. I mentioned the Jonathan Adler ones. These ones are from Third Drawdown, playing cards.
By David Shrigley?
Ex-David Shrigley. They've got, like, funny little illustrations on them.
Mm.
A Belroy, Bellroy, tech kit, passport, wallet, and cooler caddy.
Wow.
I keep getting Belroy cooler caddy sponsored ads, and I had it saved to buy for Brenton for Christmas.
Yeah.
Interestingly.
What is a cooler caddy?
Like it holds like six beers, like a cooler bag.
Yep.
Interestingly, he said when I was like, what's good stuff that you bought this year? He was like, I really like my passport wallet. It's from a brand called Belroy. And I was like, oh, that's why I'm getting those ads. The tech kit basically like stores all of your little cords and the different sizes of
okay, them. The cooler caddy is cool.
I know.
It looks like the Bagu bag, but yes. for your six pack.
Yeah.
That's cool.
Yeah, I know. They're cool. And they have like leather ones, which are slightly more expensive, and then nylon ones.
I don't know. I can't like truly imagine someone walking around with that with a six pack in it, but.
No, but you're like taking it to like a picnic or your friend's house. You're not walking the streets with it.
Oh, I was imagining painting trains around with
it. Yeah, true. It's got like a little kind of thing so you can actually carry it. It's got like a strap on the top. Also, if they're into basketball, Patty Mills, my God, one of my crushes, has a collab with Belroy, I believe, for like the tech organizer or something. So if they're kind of into tech and like Australian basketball.
Belroy got... Far out. Okay, I think I got it that time.
Okay.
Belroy got cooler because they used to just do those like little key flip things.
Oh, that's... Okay. Yeah.
And now they do cool things.
They did.
Good to know.
I'm thinking for a camper that's also kind of chic or into homewares or into cooking, Falcon enamelware, which everyone would know from like kind of the roasting trays or whatever, buy like a tray and then the enamel mugs of those.
Yeah.
Brenton said that he bought some random like enamel mugs from Boat and Camping Fishing or Anaconda. And he's like, I use them all the time. It was so great to have like an enamel mug that I could like scrub really hard and whatever. Yeah. And it'd be fine.
So, and it's lightweight, so they don't mind carrying it around.
For sure. A Stanley cup or a Nalgene
yep.
water bottle. They're just like,
I feel like the Nalgene's are very in fashion.
They're very in. You can buy them on End Clothing everywhere. What's pop-up garden bag?
Oh, I don't know.
That's Brenton. I think he bought them off like Amazon or Bunning, and it's a big cylinder that's like basically made of the bag that you store like netball bibs and stuff in,
yes, you know,
that kind
yes.
of material. And it pops up so that you can put all of your leaves in it and then you can tip it into your garden waste.
Oh.
It's so useful. That is handy. It fills it like 100 times over. It's really helpful.
We just wheel the garbage bin around the... Yeah.
That's so hard. It is annoying. We've got so many levels and so do you. So do we.
Yeah, it's annoying. Oh my God,
honestly, buy a pop-up garden bag. I will. So handy. Also, Country Road acrylic cups are so chic.
Yeah.
It's in the Lawn range, not L-A-W-N, Lawn, like the location, L-O-R-N-E. The Lawn tumbler and the flute and the salad bowl. I also like the Country Road cooler bag.
I wrote that.
You wrote that. I'm like, do I? And they've got cool picnic baskets as well.
It's like a wine, two wine bottles size cooler bag.
And I actually bought a similar thing to the cooler caddy from Country Road last year for Brenton. They always have good stuff like that. But yeah. Either if you've got a pool and you don't have glass by the pool, or if you go camping, those cups are so nice.
Yep.
Or for parties. I also said if they already have a Kindle, get them the thing that holds your Kindle and the remote so you don't have to use your arms. So it attaches to the side of your bed or wherever you are, and it holds your Kindle for you, so you just have to lie there, and then it has a remote so that you can click to turn the page.
That is the laziest thing I've ever heard.
No, what if it's like 0 degrees outside and you're in your sleeping bag, cozy. Or you're in your sleeping bag sitting on your camper chair, or you're breastfeeding?
Okay, you're selling it to me.
Thank you. And then a Leatherman.
I didn't know what a Leatherman is, and I had to Google it. It's a multi-tool.
Yeah.
Like but a $150 multi-tool.
Yes. What? Like a pen knife.
Yeah, Switchblade,
whatever. But I feel like it's pocket a knife. Reliable brand. Beauty, which is probably what you're here for, but we're a bit out of touch with at the moment. Not out of touch, just not as excited at the moment by beauty, I feel.
Yep, agree.
Mirror Water Bath Salts, which is Estee Lalonde's brand. I just hear lots of people rave about them. Or the body oil. I tried to buy the body oil when I was in London. It was beautiful, but they're out of stock.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Good to know.
Yeah.
I also would add to that the Vive new bath range. That would be good.
Yes.
Yep.
I think you put Glossier because you can.
You can.
Hard agree. And I would buy the Glossier candle because I've been huge into the Glossier candle this year. Now that I can rebuy it, I've been burning it more regularly and I just really love it. And it's fun and red and chic. I like the way it looks.
Yep.
Nuage.
Oh, New Age Interiors. They have like a wavy tiered tray that you can get. So it's two tiers and it's got like wooden ball feet and is a wavy like a cloud shape.
Yeah, cool.
Two tiers.
That's very 2020.
Put your perfume on it.
Yeah.
Put your skincare on it. Yeah, and it will sit on your dresser or whatever.
Now that you say New Age, it makes a lot of sense. I'm just thinking, what's this brand? Never heard of it. Nuage.
Nuage. I like Nuage.
Shiseido blotting papers. I don't know
why
I put this in. Like, I feel like it was trending on TikTok or something, or they're always selling out, or blotting papers are cool again. Trust me on this.
Okay.
No, I feel like...
I feel like
it's a thing. I guess because people are maybe leaning into the glowy skin, but not like super glowy. So maybe they're not powdering, but they need to blot.
Okay.
Yeah.
Sure. And it's summer. So blotting papers.
Fragrances that have excited me this year.
I like that you did this.
Thank you. Dear Sendirga Coriander. Bought it for a friend randomly. Mm. Went into Mecca Turak Road. Was like, this smells like Meg. And then a couple of my friends started wearing it too. And I was like, damn, this is cool. Boy Smells Les.
Mm-hmm.
She's fun. A girl at work was wearing it the other day. The description sounds really erratic and it doesn't smell like what it sounds like on paper. So I would give it a good smell.
Okay.
Dead Cool Room and Linen Spray / all of the Dead Cool range is cool. A really good price point. It's
room affordable. And linen spray.
Yeah.
Like for the house.
Yes. They also do post poo drops.
Oh.
Yes.
A lucky.
Yes. Foil Skincare, F-O-I-L-E. Really cool. It's in like...
Never heard of it.
A regular shaped... Google it while I talk. A regular shaped bottles in different colors. It's like Drunk Elephant. If Drunk Elephant wasn't in like standard plastic packaging, if it was put in like a beautiful hay design style vase.
Oh.
Do you know what I mean? You can buy it from Inku. So the actual products I haven't tried, but they sound kind of cool. And they do like a basic jojoba and like a hyaluronic.
Oh, it's clean and cruelty free.
Yeah. Okay. It's very, I feel like it's really chic and it would just look so good on your bench. So for someone that cares more about, I'm thinking Alison Willoughby, someone who cares more about the design of the product than the actual product itself, but the product has to be decent.
Yeah.
Sounds good to me.
Or if you've got a friend who's like vegan and or into clean like beauty things.
And design at the same time.
Yeah, I feel they would like that.
A lot.
Yeah, nice.
Yeah.
Dior lip oil and the Rode lip balms obviously are very popular right now.
Or the cleansing milk.
I feel like that's can you buy Rode in Australia?
I think so. I think you can buy it online.
Okay, yeah, ship it over.
Someone said, what do I buy my white man boss? And to be honest, other than like alcohol or fancy olive oil, fancy chips, fancy something
like
that.
Yeah, he has to fit into another category here. Yes. He can't just be white man
boss. I think
that's
the thing. He has to be something else. I thought a donation to a charity might be nice if he's like white man corporate guy that obviously like earns more than you, like the Royal Children's Hospital or like a dog charity
think
or
about
something
that's
like that.
Close to his heart.
Yes.
If he has one.
Yes. Hopefully he does. If you're buying him a gift, hopefully.
People who don't want anything but a hosting Christmas. I love this.
Yeah.
Good thinking. Zoncello.
Zoncello, absolutely. I thought a baguette.
Oh, yeah.
I think like a breadstick is always chic to bring. It doesn't burden them to prep. And like a baguette with beautiful butter.
Handy. Yep. Easy great. To do.
Bougie chips.
Yep. Always.
Oh,
Chappies
so good.
Again.
Caviar. Like, yes. Yep. Chappies. Berries and cherries. Because cherries to me are very Christmas. So guys, I have a cherry tree and it's about to be ready.
Yep.
No big deal. And then expensive cream.
Yep.
Like the Pepper Sayer clotted cream or...
Van Diemen's Land.
Yes, yes.
I think they do one. Yep.
Yep, just beautiful. And then again, doesn't require a great deal of prep. After dinner mints or fancy chocolates.
You always put after dinner mints on this list, I feel.
It's because I'm English and after dinner mints are very, like, we have them at my family after every Sunday dinner.
Oh, do you?
Yeah. So we'll have dessert, often mulls, and then Mum will bring out a Terry's chocolate orange and a after dinner mints.
Wow.
Yeah, but they're fun and to me, they're very Christmassy. Chocolate mint is very... So you could get, like, Cocoa Black. They have, like, the choc mint, like, pastilles or you can do the classic, like, after eights. Or peppermint bark from Williams Sonoma. I always see them when you're in a Williams Sonoma store. They come in like a tin. And I think they do like a dark chocolate milk and a white.
Yep.
I don't know. They look fun. I've always been intrigued. It's about $50. Or Pepe Sayer do caramels, which look insane.
That's a good one.
Or truffle.
I like that. That's also a good gift for like Pepe Sayer caramels. Like good gift for work boss or work
so
people.
So true. Mm. Yeah.
Yum. Okay. I like that. And then someone's husband? What?
Look, this one didn't fit in the above, like, man category, but the Maddie Matheson cookbook looks really good. If you don't know
that?
Who Maddie Matheson is, if you're across, like, Bradley Oney and Bon Appetit and all of that, they'll know who they are. However, if they're not across that but they watched The Bear, he, I think, was an executive producer of The Bear and is in The Bear. Oh. He's the big guy in The Bear,
haven't
but he's actually a very... Oh, you haven't seen The Bear? Oh, my God. Well, that's what you can do. Yeah,
yep.
For Christmas. Yeah, if you know, but if you don't, that's him. And he's also a chef and he's got a book. So I feel like that's cool.
Okay. Nice. Finally.
Let's wrap it up. The chicken is about to be done in the oven.
Oh,
I've got a minute 40.
Timing.
How perfect. Things that are on my list, guys asked. I wouldn't mind. Oh, good. My notes app broke. I wouldn't mind some Boehner or Tekla towels.
I had Boehner towels on the list years ago, but I never ended up taking the plunge.
You'll see I have any cool matchboxes.
Yes.
Matilda Goad do really cool matchboxes, but I believe it's going to cost me like a gazillion dollars to ship them over. But like, they're cool.
Well, someone's buying them for you.
Exactly.
So that's fine.
Maison Balzac watches. I mean, watches, matches. My brain, help me. What else did I put?
Booze blocks, chopping block.
Yes. Okay, all things I've pretty much mentioned.
And then I said white platform Crocs. That's what I've requested.
Chic.
Barley Taylor sandals.
I have a pair.
Do you?
Yeah.
You don't like
them? You can
them?
Try them on. I'm too scared to wear them. I took them all the way around Europe. I didn't wear them because they're leathery and I have to grip on with my toes and I just knew they'd blister me.
No.
So I kept wearing my Birks.
Okay, yes, I'd like to try them on. I've already ordered some, but I'd like to try them on. I'm also requesting a 7-cup food processor from KitchenAid.
Oh, yeah.
This is going to fit into my boob to food category for new mums.
Uh-huh.
7-cup food processor because I have a Nutribullet and Nutribullets turn everything into liquids or pastes and I want something that will give me a different texture. So finally a food processor.
Cool. I have gone my whole life without a food processor. So
good, have I.
Good to know that there's one down the road should I need to use yours.
Yes, I can bring it.
Yeah. I'm super psyched for the food, introducing food thing. I'm going to be really here for you on that journey.
Thanks. Me too.
I have some element of knowledge on it, so I feel like that'll be fun.
Oh, good. Because you're a chef or because of baby things?
No, speech pathologist.
Yes.
But I do also enjoy cooking, so double win.
Okay, I'll become you then. And then I also added Pilates classes because every year you can buy me Pilates classes and I'll never be sad.
Absolutely.
That's our list, everyone.
Thank you so much for listening.
That was a speed round. If you caught anything that we said, you need $1 million. And I'll try and write a list somewhere with links maybe.
With all the time that you have. This is not an episode to listen to in 1.5 speed. This is one to listen to in 0.75 speed.
I'm going to try and cut out some of all my coughs, but if
you're
going to
try
there,
and edit it.
I mean.
God, I was just put it up.
I mean, I'll take a look at it. I have to fix the sound. So.
Okay. Okay. Wow. Okay.
We're trying.
We hope you liked our little reappearance. Please let us know if you would like to hear very, very, very intermittent things like the birth story and stuff like that or whatever you want from us.
Yep.
And
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas. Happy New Year. Well, oh my God, it's crazy to say that. It's
happy
literally
birthday.
The middle of November.
If your birthday falls in this time.
Like someone's sitting next to me.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
And yours, because we won't upload before Feb.
Yeah, true. thanks for listening, guys. Bye.
Bye.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And is all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic-butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.